on, cause we got church in the morning. Say, that's what grace on my life.
That's what grace on my life.
And after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He will let the devil consume me.
Oak Forest Montessori School reminds our listeners that as parents, we have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This year, make yourself a promise to get more involved with your child's school. And when they're not in school, take them to a park, a library, or other activity. That's from Oak Forest Montessori School, dedicated to the positive encouragement, support, and guidance of our youth. Oak Forest Montessori School's administration and faculty, our educators, helping our youth to build a solid foundation that will last a lifetime. Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
Reverend J.J. Rax. Reverend J.J. Rax was a prominent minister in central Louisiana, and he pastored two relatively large black congregations. He used the pulpit to encourage blacks to insist on being treated as first-class citizens. He was very active in the NAACP and in the initial integrating of the public school system in Rapides Parish. He served as bodyguard for the first group of black students that tried to integrate Bolton High School, which was all white at the time. He worked very hard to get as many blacks as possible to register and vote. On several occasions, Reverend Rax personally accompanied black persons to register to vote. Reverend Rax was fearless and very outspoken. Reverend J.J. Rax was blessed with having a formal education, having graduated from now defunct Leland College. Reverend J.J. Rax, a man of color, helping other persons of color to achieve success in a time of turbulence, turmoil, and crisis. This is Minister Joseph Nelson Sr. inviting you to join me on tomorrow for another person of color in Louisiana or Rapides Parish that made a difference in helping other persons of color achieve success in times of turbulence and crisis.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeedy, and this is a Lift Up Minute. Sometimes when I'm waiting for something that I've been hoping for, it feels like my heart is going to rip out of my chest. I love that Proverbs 13:12 actually tells me that I'm quite normal. It says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Another translation says, "Unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn life around." You might be dealing with unrelenting disappointment and you're not sure how much more you can take, but check this out. Try to remember when you experienced a sudden good break in the past. It was sudden, right? You couldn't see it coming, and then all of a sudden there it was, right? Well, you are on the verge right now of a sudden good break. Hold on to hope with patience and grace, knowing that God is with you and carrying you through this very situation you feel stuck in. I'm Mark Smeedy with this Lift Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Drag your eyes because
no.
78 years old now. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me tonight. 78 years old now. And she's still able to put on her red dress. And sometimes she had to be a mama and a daddy for us. Y'all don't know none of them kind of mamas, do you? I'm talking about the mamas that won't come in the house until all of her children are in the house. But I got real sick last year. My face had fallen on one side. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to travel anymore. But I want somebody to ease your hand up if you can agree with me that God won't leave you in your storm. He'll take care of you. Anybody on this side? No, God will take care of you. Anybody here tonight? No, God will take care of you. He took care of me. How many know that the Lord will prepare you? I wish y'all would talk to me in here tonight. I said, how many know God will prepare you? A few weeks before I got sick, God gave me a song and it don't have many words. And I didn't even understand why God was feeding me the song. I thought it was for somebody else. But God was letting me recognize that the devil was about to come in. So I opened up my mouth and I told him,
oh, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord,
throw
your loving arms around me.
I told God, oh, Lord. Anybody in this church, open up your mouth and tell God,
oh, Lord, oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
throw
your love around me.
I got so sick, I got in the corner and I told God, please, Jesus. I told him, I need you, Lord. Anybody ever talk to Jesus like that? How many can tell the Lord, please, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Now this song ain't for the cute folk. This song ain't for the sophisticated folk. This song is for the ones that's just like me, have been through hell in their life, have been sick before, have had your own family members to smile in your face in time you turn your back that had lies on you. This song is for the people that's hurting, because we got a lot of people that's hurting that come to church and they put on their Sunday best, but they got Sunday problems. So if that's you tonight, I dare you to get up on your feet and tell God right quick. Get up on your feet and tell God, please, Jesus,
I need you.
standing all over the stretcher, you ought to be able to tell God, please, Jesus.
Louisiana, the Colfax Community Revival is coming March 9th through 11th at 7 p.m. each night at the Colfax Civic Center. The theme is Declaring Your Destiny from Jeremiah 29:11. The Colfax Community Revival, featuring Pastor Lee Edward Fields Jr. each night.
The Lord is looking for some worshipers.
You're invited to 3 nights of refreshing and renewal at the Colfax Community Revival, March 9th through 11th at 7 p.m. each night at the Colfax Civic Center. The Colfax Community Revival, another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Panicking and worried, I'm waiting. Jesus, I'm waiting.
Alexander.